In this practice, we will be focusing on the feeling of worth. Finding a comfortable posture, either on a chair or on a cushion, with your eyes open or closed. Bringing your awareness to the posture and to the contact point with the chair or cushion and of your feet with the ground. And then gently direct your awareness to your breathing. If you like, at the level of your belly, or even the nostril or chest. Becoming aware of the physical sensation of the breathing. Maybe you notice a gentle rising and falling of your belly or chest with the breath. Maybe you notice other sensations. Stay with it as good as you can, and when you notice that you are distracted, simply bring your awareness back to the breath, without judging yourself for being distracted. Coming back over and over again to the sensation of breathing. In this practice, we will be focusing on the feeling of worth. Connecting feelings of worth with feelings of inadequacy. And I'll suggest that you let the feelings of worth sink down into the more vulnerable, younger places inside, down into the tip of the root. Of course, as always, take good care of yourself, remembering that this is not psychotherapy. And if you get sucked into anything negative, hijacked by it, just drop it and rest only in the positive, or pull out of the practice altogether. So now let's start by evoking the feeling of worth. Finding the feeling of being on your own side. Finding the feeling of being cared about by others. Recalling times you have been appreciated or acknowledged or respected. Recognizing times in the present that this is true. Times people have been grateful to you. And taking in these experiences of feeling appreciated, acknowledged, or respected, or even loved. Recalling times you have been liked or loved. Recognizing times in the present that this is true. Times you have been special for others. Feeling liked or loved. And taking in these experiences. And finding a sense of your own decency. Strength or goodness. Feeling like a basically good person. Recognizing your abilities, things you can offer to others. recognizing some of the many ways you have cared for or contributed to others, recognizing your own good heart, letting the feeling of being liked, loved, or appreciated, or included, draw you into a deepening sense of your own worth. Feeling how you have been of worth to others. Knowing that they have seen and valued you for your worth. And then enriching it, staying with this feeling of worth, opening to it in your body. How does it feel in your body? What do you notice? Perhaps a sense of warmth, heaviness or lightness or relaxation. Letting it spread in your mind. Noticing the emotions related to it. Maybe it's calm or joy, gladness. Perhaps noticing how this is relevant to you. And absorbing this feeling of worth, letting it sink into you as you sink into it, giving yourself over to this feeling of worth, not resisting it, letting it establish itself in you. Using an image that works for you. Golden dust or water into a sponge. Or warm bath. Giving yourself over to this feeling of worth, not resisting it, letting it establish itself in you. And if you like, being aware of the prominent experience of feeling of worth, alongside the idea of not being worthwhile, of being inadequate. Perhaps the prominent experience of feeling of worth, alongside a feeling in the background of awareness of being inadequate, less than others. Holding these two things in awareness at the same time. Feeling of worth and vulnerability or inadequacy. Perhaps the prominent experience of feeling of worth making contact with and going into painful feelings in the back of your mind of inadequacy or shame. Making sure that the positive experience of feeling of worth is bigger in your mind than the negative material. And if at any moment you get sucked into the negative, drop it and only rest in the positive. And if you like, letting the positive feelings of worth going into the negative material like a soothing balm, sinking down into you, filling up places inside that have felt inadequate, not good enough, vulnerable. Perhaps touching young parts of you, easing and soothing them, sinking down into early experiences of being less than others. And then resting only in the feeling of worth. And for a few more moments, feeling the breath, the physical sensations of breathing, and your posture. And finally, opening your eyes again. It's fine to take this feeling of worth into your day when other feelings of shame or vulnerability come up. Well,